So it must have been really expensive. Probably cost more than all the Slytherin's brooms put together, said Ron happily. Well, who'd send Harry something as expensive as that and not even tell him they'd sent it? Said Hermione. Who cares? Said Ron impatiently. Listen, Harry, can I have a go on it? Can I? I don't think anyone should ride that broom just yet, said Hermione shrilly. Harry and Ron looked at her. What do you think Harry's going to do with it? Sweep the floor? Said Ron. But before Hermione could answer, Crookshanks sprang from Seamus's bed right at Ron's chest. Get him out of here! Ron bellowed as Crookshanks' claws ripped his pyjamas and Scabbers attempted a wild escape over his shoulder. Ron seized Scabbers by the tail and aimed a misjudged kick at Crookshanks, which hit the trunk at the end of Harry's bed, knocking it over and causing Ron to hop on the spot, howling with pain. Crookshanks's fur suddenly stood on end. A shrill, tinny whistling was filling the room. The pocket sneaker scope had become dislodged from Uncle Vernon's old socks and was whirling and gleaming on the floor. I forgot about that, Harry said, bending down and picking up the sneaker scope. I never wear those socks if I can help it. The sneaker scope whirled and whistled in his palm. Crookshanks was hissing and spitting at it.